Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denomination and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
The book of Hebrews chapter 11, the verse number 1. I'm speaking about the other side of faith, or the other side of faith, where the mighty God will serve.
Right.
So, Asafo, please help me. Keep it very low for me, sir. Very low. And then give me the strings. Very low, sir. Thank you, man of God. Very low in the strings. I want to ascend today. Hallelujah. All right. Please let me say this here up front before I start with the service. Yesterday, I told you that whenever we come before the Lord, especially in such prophetic encounters, the expectation of the average believer is towards what the man of God would tell me. Now, there is no wrong in having an expectation. It only becomes dangerous when you have not been trained to anchor that manifestation. Anybody can expect anything, but your expectation will not give your own manifestation until you've been trained for that. You didn't hear that? Many people pray for things and things don't come to them. Not because their prayer was insufficient. Sometimes it can be as a result of that, but it's mainly because many people have not attained their height in commanding such access and success. So whenever you come into God's house, the expectation is not the man of God telling me what to do in my life, but what God wants me to know about myself. You didn't hear me? You see, in the supreme kingdom, it is the one that knows much that has the power to command things into existence. You see, as believers, we are so moved with the miraculous that we can't discern times and seasons. Many of you are unaware of the fact that before you open up your mouth to God in the place of prayer, the Lord understands you better through your thought patterns. You echo when you think, not when you speak. So until God works on a man's understanding, there can never be any physical expression here. That's why your focus should not be prophecy. Watch me. In the course of the singing, I saw that many people will be seated because they're waiting for Prophet Benjamin. I'm not Jesus Christ. Am I communicating difference here? Your healing will not come from here. It will come from here. Am I communicating? Until God changes this, he can never change you at all. You see, your altar is your mind. Your world is your mind. Your life is your mind. God did not say, just as a man thinketh, so he will be. He said, so you are. So if the enemy should imbibe you with ignorance, whatever you produce is experiential failure. Am I communicating here? These are the same people that will go about social media blasting prophets everywhere, whereas they are responsible for their own miracle. Am I communicating here? So the first thing that the word of God does is to ensure that you have a spiritual orientation so you can have the life from above. Hear this. Yesterday, I made you understand that for a very long time, we've been taught to believe that God is only expected to give answer when a man should pray. Very powerful. But I want you to know that prayer, according to God, was never designed for petition. If you study God's plan for mankind, he didn't say pray so he could give you answers. He said pray so you can become like me. You didn't hear me? I repeat. When you go before the Lord and you tell the Lord, these are my petitions, the realm where you are coming from, you'll be mocked at. Because the realm of God, people don't seek things. Things are theirs. Adam never asked for anything. But on the account of intimacy, all things were his. So when you are sent yonder, and your petition is about things, you are mocked at. Because on the account of that, all things are yours.
Hear this. It is easier for someone to pray for things than to pray to have him. You didn't hear me. It is easier for someone to pray for 2 hours, look at Francis, and not want to inquire from the Lord what God thinks of him. Because we have this feeling that once the Lord gives us the physical answers, then he loves us. Sometimes your miracle can serve as God's departure. Many of you are unaware of the fact that sometimes your miracle can become your own obstacle. Miracles don't validate God's trust. If God wants you to know what he thinks of you, he shows you covenant, patterns, not giftings. I feel like preaching tonight. No, this is only intro here, friends. Now, this is Paul telling us that there should be a physical validation of our belief in God. But when you tilt your belief in God for things, you are limited. Because the supernatural God cannot validate his power through physical things. It's an insult to his pedigree. Okay. Hear this. Man of God, I prayed for something and the thing never came. God is a scam. Wow. But you had the ability to talk. You didn't think of the grace to speak. Talk to me. That same mouth that was created by God to give you power to speak to God, you could not call God a scam. Wow. I mean, the audacity to say, I won't go to church again because I feel that in this world in which we live in, the enemy is fighting us, so let me stay in the house. Huh? God has never reduced in pedigree because you left the feet. You didn't hear me. Am I speaking here? Am I speaking here? Oh, man of God, I think even if I don't go to church again, God will understand me because it was church we left. We didn't leave God. Wow. Watch this. If you want to see the Lord's goodness through physical validation, the devil become your God. Because the devil begins by giving men things. God begins by giving men presents. Bishop, what you carry as a gift is not what you do, but who you are. Am I communicating here? Listen to me, family. You see, this is why believers are going from every church to church. It's not bad, don't get me wrong. But you see, until we have this orientation, then the miracle is first from him to us. And not we trying to pray out of his will, we'll be very comfortable in life. Because some of you are praying for things that the will of God didn't create for you. If you started the concept of prayer, the Lord ensured that whatever a man utters should be as a revelation of who he is. So you see, when people are out of God's order, they are imbibed with a different species called an evil spirit. Yes, having a good will. So when they pray to God, they're speaking out of distraction in hope that things work for them. So this is Paul telling you that faith can be validated when things appear. But the greater aspect of faith is not things. God will not be good because he gave you a husband. He's still good. God will not be good because he healed you. He's still good. God will not be good because he healed your mother. He's still good. Eternity has come together and said, this species called Elohim is a good man. God has never validated anybody good for the things they do. God calls them good for who they are. I wish I had time. Please hear this. Oh, are you blessed? Somebody said glory. Please hear this. For a very long time, we only focus on faith as the substance of things because there is the emblem called hope. And God says that faith that brings things limits a man's life.
Did you hear that? The verse number 2. For by it the elders obtain a good testimony. Now watch this. I told you yesterday, hear this, that there are three realms of authority in the Bible. There is a realm of a child, the realm of a son, the realm of an elder. When you are a child of God, you only believe God for what he says and what he can do. There are many believers here today, they don't know that God depends on them so his will can find expression through them. Many people don't know that God is using their life as a message. So Apostle Paul calls us living epistle, living letters. Bishop, what validates a man's life has got nothing to do with his gift. Giftings are given. Character is bettered. So the day you assume that just because you prayed and things came, God loves you, think twice. That's the realm that has no authority. In fact, most of the things you are praying to God for are things that your predecessors paid sacrifice for. Because destiny is never complete until somebody appears before you. When you now level up, you realize that it is no more about what God can do for you, but what you can do in partnership with God's Spirit. It is called sanction. At that place of your life, even if death should happen to you, God is still good. Oh, am I communicating here? You see, there are certain people the enemy can't fight them. One is like Job. Am I communicating here? How did Job stand the test of time without a Bible? How did Job encourage himself in God without a church? There was no Holy Ghost speaking tongues through Job, yet he could hear God. Am I communicating, friends? Abraham had no Bible, yet he's preaching the Bible. He had no church. Yes, today the church has gathered to preach about. In fact, he had no church, but the church came through him. He became so powerful that Jesus Christ had to use the life of Abraham as a foundation in order for salvation to be better. What a man. When you had no Holy Ghost, yet the Holy Ghost depends on you. How can Jesus tell the people that you so much believe in Abraham more than me? Because Abraham saw my day. I believe that God works in times and seasons, but God had to change time so that Abraham could meet Jesus Christ. What a man. These are people, pain cannot fight them. Lift your hands above your head. David said, yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because when we are in the spirit life, death cannot find us. Every man that commands power should be a dead man, so death cannot kill a killer man. Lift your hands above your head. I speak over your destiny. Let there be a transformation. Somebody say, mercy, Lord.
God is good. Apostle, you see, if we don't grow and make these people believe that certain things about God remains incomplete without our commission, God will punish us for that. You didn't hear me. Hevela, imikun telea. Please hear this. Hear this. Do you know that most of the things that believers pray for are things they can easily command when they intimate with the Holy Spirit? You didn't hear me. Doctor, God doesn't want us to have burdens. He only wants us to obey patterns. You didn't hear me. When I got before the message from Bishop, my burden should not be what I came to meet in time. Because these things are my servants in the spirit. A car shouldn't be my burden. Because everything finds expression when patterns are obeyed. You hear me? Nobody prays to use the left, two of us. Once you enter the lift, you have to click either one, two, or three. Two or four hours. Have you seen any believer praying on Catula Mantis? Holy Ghost, come and press number three for me. The pattern has been placed right there on the screen. And they tell you, anywhere you want to go, press it. So some of you are here. You want to go to the stage number 12. You don't have to pray. Just press number 12. So if God shows you your future, it should be a better. It should be a pattern. If God has shown me level 12, the problem is not how will I get there. I ought to press that figure. It will take me there. Did you hear that? The Holy Ghost is your helper.
Amen.
You see, until we get into that realm, Christianity will look like some fanatics. You see, the Jesus you present to the world is not a Jesus that can be bought by men. Are you aware that study your Bible? Anybody you read about in the Bible are mortal men that live like us. Yet they live beyond their age. And God says, I have accredited their act as a message for men to live by. No, we said the Bible is the word of the Lord. What is someone doing in the Bible? Am I communicating here? So for a very long time, we have this feeling that this testimonial that we're giving unto elders had to do with the physical thing they received. It was never like that. The first example was Abel. The Bible says the Lord called Abel a holy man after his death. Watch me. When I come before the Lord and I place an offering on the altar, my belief should tell me that God must protect me. Yet he actually died in God and God kept quiet. In fact, he took the blood of Abel to speak to God before God could avenge. And God says, you are a holy man. My question is, how did your integrity not protect a holy man from dying? And God told me, the realm where he was, life was too small to accompany his glory. So you have to transit. Our glory is not physical. Our glory is eternal. So we are called everlasting beings. I'm telling you, what God wants to give unto us, time is too small to capture our glory. Our glory is indeed eternal. Jesus says, now I've given you a chance to humiliate me. Because if I call for help from above, the place will be scattered. One man said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, and the pit of hell was shaken. How did Noah command the best to enter the ark when there was no microphone? Everybody focuses on Jesus bringing about 5,000 bread. How did he speak without microphone? That was also a miracle. Lift your hands above your head. God is raising sons and daughters. When I was standing, I said, Lord, do what we want with me. I keep to prophesy. My God shall arise in your life. Scream and say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Pastor Mike is here. I told you yesterday that he's a living legend. He's been singing for years. He will tell you that relevance in ministry has got nothing to do with your gift. He will tell you that. Or true for us. Do you know that some people that were revered 30 years ago, people see them now and they bypass? Or true for us. Have you wondered why? Because you realize that whatever pattern they built in life were on the physical laws of destiny. Huh? Destiny has got no business with giftings. You see, if you are gifted and you claim that that gift is destiny, you are dead. Because destiny is not gift. It's the life at work in God. And God says, come unto me and let me give that to you to live by. So you see, this is Jesus Christ came upon the earth. And even physical nature could say, this man looks like the first Adam we fought. How did the fig tree look at Jesus? And Christ will speak to a fig tree. Why would a God talk to a tree? Remember the Bible says when Adam fell in the Eden, he had to cover himself with a fig tree. Watch me. In God's kitchen, everything speaks. My God. When the fig tree saw Christ, says, we've seen you again. You were the same person that we fought long ago. Do you know why? Because God's recommendation begins first with identity. I don't have time. Pastor, I don't have time. I wish I had time. So if your faith has got to do with the substance of things, God says the realm called eldership can be given to you. That's the realm where God sits. The Bible says God has 24 elders. Hello?
as powerful as God is, he still had elders. That was the problem of Solomon. He had no elders. He asked for wisdom to lead the people. He didn't ask who will help me lead the people. He had no elder. Penny Benio. How am I teaching here? Please have this mind here. If you want to understand faith from the things, you'll be dead in lifetime. You know why? Because the things you want to have, the enemy too can provide them. I haven't begun preaching yet. I'm only doing a recap of yesterday's here. I haven't begun preaching yet. I don't have time. Watch this. If I pray to God, asking God for things, whatever I want God to give me should be what he has preordained for me. I'm not permitted to seek for things his integrity has not created. When I pray to God for things, incense comes from my body. That incense must be projected on the godly altar in heaven that has my name on it. So when I offer prayer, which is incense, and that prayer has no honor to God's integrity, God calls me an alien. He says, a strange offer has come upon the earth. Who is praying? Some of you married men and women, and you are now asking God to change their heart. When God says, but who said go and marry first? You see, some of the angels, they are shocked when we pray for things. They say, ah, this thing, because we didn't ask them to have it too. How did they get these things? Hello? Watch me. Man of God, there are two things in the spirit that everybody must possess. You must possess a pattern. You must possess a passion. You must possess a passion. You must possess a pattern. Passion has got to do with the unbridled fire that keeps burning inside. It's called passion. And you must have a pattern. What do you do to receive what you want? So you call Jesus the miracle worker, but you've forgotten he gave you patterns to live by. He says, I know you want to see, but let me show you things to do to have the things you want to have. Watch me. You are not matured if you walk by emotions. Emotions are the doorway for destruction. I've not begun preaching yet. The faith God wants us to have isn't in the miracles a man will receive. They are below our context. Apostle Paul says angels are our servants. Now, you see, God has hidden a glory of him in you. So Paul says Christ in you, the hope of glory. Watch me. If you see an angelic being, you may be forced to fall down. Study Revelation here. The Bible says when John saw the angel, he went down and said, don't bow down before me, for we are both fellow servants. He hadn't seen a dimension like before. If you see what you carry, you bow down. Look at me. Some of you have wings in the spirit. When you flap, things will change. Tell me. You want to call fake things? Things that can die in time? Things? Wow. No wonder when God gives you what you want, you now stay off prayer. Watch me. Sometimes the things we receive in prayer are not even up to 1% of God's original plan for us. Do you know why? Because God will never trust until he tests. So you ask God for anointing. He gave you a population of only 800 people and pride entered your heart. He says, wow. Watch me. Do you know that the men who are commanding worldly attention today, they still remain consistent? Consistency is the language of the matured. When I become inconsistent, I become irrelevant. Watch me. There is no need to who I am if I can't stick to what I know. God says things shouldn't become my focus. Wow. Anywhere God doesn't want to take us, we don't want to go there. Moses was willing to do away with the desert and says, we can die here. If your spirit doesn't go ahead of us, we'll go. Wow. Let me end by saying this here. Watch me. Watch me. Prayer will first give you God, but gives you things. Now, we're saying, Narana. Where is the lead guy?
We can't church. We're singing around, around, around. Say, now. Yeah. Now, reckon it. Oh, more shy. Yeah, come on, more scatter. We sing, what shall I run? But say, what shall I run? What do Jehovah say?
I'm only doing a recovery of last night message. But these are death. Church, sit down for me. I want to end now. Man of God, we are in the dispensation where people have no fear for God. They can go on the internet and talk anyhow. In the name of they have freedom. Freedom does not consist when you have the ability to do free things. It's an ability to do the things you want to do. Ah, wisdom is a person. Watch this. The day we begin to assume that faith will give us things, we become the enemy's play tool. Yes. Because things don't make us, we make things. This is a normal face towel here. But once you put a Gucci sign on the face towel, someone will have some kind of pride because of a Gucci sign on the face towel. Your miracle is not what you have, it's who you are. Watch me. Let me end by saying this here. Nobody will die and you will ever say rest in peace, and that what you say will make sense in the spirit. Rest in peace is not a prayer, it's only a wish. We are wishing that you will rest in peace. An empire. It's not prayer. When I say rest in peace, I've not prayed for you. I'm only wishing you. Wish is not prayer, it's only thought. I'm wishing that as you are going, you rest in peace. And your prayer point. I'm telling you. So I'll be seeing people praying. God, as this person have done as well, he was good. Good. Let God validate you. Not what people see. Somebody said, make sure you live right so we don't die on the day of a burial. It's serious. But hear this, man of God. According to God's original plan, nobody in life was created to start what doesn't exist. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy. We say, tried and true. We say, we love you. I'll be saved. I'll be a sanctuary. Original plan. No human being was created to bring about something new. Whatever you have or whatever you're following are patterns that were buried on your inside before time began with you. Time, according to God, is not the summation of events. Time has no honor when whatever goes around the clock begins to move. According to God's integrity, time are the things he says. Remember that when he had not spoken, the earth has not started. When he spoke, the earth had time, God in the beginning. So time is not movement, time is a word. So whatever you come upon the earth, Pastor Samuel,
and you want to validate God's integrity by coming up with something that God didn't create for you, assuming his love must actually give you that, God is a strange being. Because the things that he recorded as patriots were people that became every virgin dimension that life could not capture. Wow. So, Elisha can look at Gehazi and say, when you went after Naaman, my spirit went with you. He didn't say the Holy Ghost. Such audacity. Because in the realm where we have, a man can ascend. You have authority until you become yours. Watch me. The day you become an owner, you die. You are created as a custodian. I want to ascend. No, when I believe that faith will give me things, God says I'm limited. Watch me. Everything life provides has an expiring date, including physical anointing. Oh, well, let me break it down for you. When you are gifted, you are limited. Oh, are you shocked? Oh, are you shocked? The gift, according to God, comes in two ways. What you do and who you become. What you do has an expiring date. Who you become has an expiring date. What you become is called everlasting life. David is dead. He's still singing. When you sing psalms, he's still singing. David is still singing. The gift has died. The presence is still speaking here. Giftings will cause a man. I'm telling you. Timalasus. Ananta. Vilikata. No. You see, watch me. Until we change this perception, we will have people come and preach to us in the name of God that's giving us hope. And we are dead and gone. Watch me. Life will be hard. But whatever life presents should be seen as a token, not a pain. You have the power to change pain to gain. Yes, you have the power. No, every pain should give you a new system. Man of God, every invention that the whites came up with were because of a problem they wanted to solve. So a problem is actually a gift. So when you are sick, God says an opportunity has been given to you. So why then do you reject pain as though it's evil? Because God honors me with that pain. Wow. Watch this. I want you to know that things will not come to you until spiritually you have been built to have capacity. There are three things everybody must go through to have capacity. Number one, pain. The things you fear the most will happen to you the most. Watch me. Every temptation the devil presents is something a man is capable of doing. Temptations are not better by the devil. A man's thought brings them. The devil goes around your spirit seeking to know what you can do best and presents to you. When Christ was hungry, his mind echoed he was angry. And the enemy says, why don't I give you bread to eat? Temptations are never outside. They're always inside. Oh, man of God, my child is sick. I've prayed. My son is not getting better. No, that's not the issue. He knows that you will only understand God's integrity when pain becomes your priority. So God says, allow pain lead you. Watch me. If the pain didn't kill you, the pain made you. Now, some of you don't know. What the world is defining as barrenness to you is called pulpit for hope. Because after delivery, you will not only have a child, you will have the unction to give birth. Let me break it down for you. There are two ways of betting things. You can bet by giving physical beings out, and you can bet by having parties in the spirit. Hey, there are men that when they speak, this will happen. Your grandmother never went to school, but your grandmother can take off her slippers and say, the God I serve will honor you too. And creation will come at a standstill to listen to her voice. Where did she stand to say that things work for you? Because in God's kingdom, when people enter authority, the world is theirs. When they speak, the world must listen to them. How did Jesus Christ enter into the mountaintop. And the devil said, let me show you the end of the world. Where did he stand? So there's a place in the spirit a man can stand where he can see the world from where he is. It's called destiny. We can prophesy A to Z about your life. If pain has not finished its assignment, you cannot be trusted. Oh, I don't trust any story that has no scar. The best of life was given in pain. You were better in pain. Your mother cried to bring you out. She didn't kill you. She had to close her emotions and believe that this is the last thing she has. And she had to close her eyes to bring about a child. So why fight pain? There was no prayer that God says you ease your pain. Well, if that pain came from the devil, God will only give you the strength to stand through. Now watch me. You see, men who walk in obedience, pain is called process. You are great, yes, you are. Holy One. Jesus. You walked upon the sea. You raised the dead. You reign in majesty, say. You reign in majesty.
My God.
Everything we say. Everything we think. Watch this. The second thing God will cause people to do in order for them to have capacity to receive the things they pray for is to cause them to enter into covenant. Watch me. There is the covenant of the Lord that brought us into the knowledge of who we are as Christ's people. But hear this. I want you to know that there is a covenant that surpasses all. It's called destiny covenant. How am I talking here? Let me get that for yourself. We came into Jesus because he gave us the life. Now, that resurrection that took place in the grave. Watch this. Also, Christ arose because of who we're meant to become. That revelation of the graveyard gave us the power to teleport and go and preach and come back. That covenant is not mundane. There's something yonder. Huh? There are certain men. God says, Abraham, get me the book of Genesis 18 verse 16. Are you blessed? Clap your hands together for Jesus, please. Oh. Genesis chapter 18, the verse number 16. Then the men rose from there and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them on that way. The verse 17. Hear this. Next verse. And the Lord said, shall I hide anything from Abraham what I'm doing? God? The same God that said that people can't advise me is now telling you that what I want to do, it will be unfair if I don't tell Abraham. My integrity will be doubted if I don't tell Abraham. God has never defined a human being by the flesh you carry. He defines you a human being based on what you carry inside. What God calls man is stature, not flesh. Height. When they stand to utter authority, God says, you're a man. What I'm teaching are not for mere believers. I want to teach you how to arise from where you are. Whatever the devil brings, it can't change my praise. Because my pain is my praise. He can't change that. Wow. You see, many of you don't know that character is greater than prophecy. Oh. Many don't know that your prophecy lies at the mercy of your character to find expression. Oh, you didn't hear me. Let me break it down for you. When you go to an office and you get disappointed and you cry, God says, wow, this person is not really prepared for the testimony. Do you know why? Because in the hospital, your nurse, your doctor must hurt you before they heal you. They want to inject you. You won't smile. You cry. But it is to heal you. So why do you allow your character to change what God thinks of you? Because there's pain. Evahatala is sinantus. No, there are certain covenantal practices God will allow only few do because they have made the man to do so. Covenant is for the chosen. It's for the appointed, not for the masses. Watch me. Obedience was never created to make sense. Am I communicating here? If you want your obedience to give you sense, certain things you will do, you will ask yourself why. I told you yesterday Blessed Ali. That delayed obedience is also disobedience. Because every obedient action has been tied to time. So when you delay the time of doing the instruction, God says, you have let me go away. You've also disobeyed me. So when God speaks now, do it now. You don't choose how to serve God, where to serve God, what to do. When God speaks, do it at the spot. You know why? Because when God speaks, he controls time. Time does not move until God says so. In God's realm, when he speaks himself. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God. When he speaks, God speaks God. Ah, the Bible said, before God made the heavens and the earth, he was still existing. And people do say God lives in heaven. The question is, if God began creating the world by creating heaven and earth, where was he before the heaven came into being? God himself became heaven. He lived in God. So God can actually become a tripartite being where he can live in himself. God became the house and lived inside of God. Ah, there are realm English cannot explain. Obedience will. Go around the Jericho wall for 7 times and make a noise. How will a noise break the wall of Jericho? Please go around the city here. Some objects were created in the early centuries and they are still unbreakable. Have you wondered why? Because they took time in building this. And God says, just scream and shout. Watch me. You see, if there's nothing God can use, he can't do anything. You see, your obedience is his own integrity. Watch me. Anything God doesn't want to give you, don't allow pressure to give you. Pressure will kill you. Watch me. I see a lot of weddings taking place around the globe. Powerful. But watch me. Some people take the women to the house and then after 2 months, they're asking themselves, is it the same person I married in the church? They'll be like, am I the same person? Hey, you will see someone where they're having like 15 ashobi. Don't get me wrong. They will dance from A to Z. Hallelujah for that. But you see, watch me. What God defines as love, he's my son, he'll tell you. I told him that what God defines as love is revelation and covenant, not feelings. How does God want me to enter into an affair when I lack the revelatory of a man's impact? What do I know? What do I see? Are you aware that when Melchizedek met Abraham, he gave him the power to possess the heaven and the earth? Sarah says, Abraham, my Lord. It was revelation that made him say that. That was love. Wow. You want to do business? Because everyone is trading. Hey, check the realm of the spirit. There's a demon called the king of Tar, the control systems. Am I communicating here? Why would God open the mouth of a fish and say, go take a coin? Nah. You see, there are systems that were created to give a man honor based on where you stand. He can make the impossible possible. He makes the possible impossible too, just for his name's sake. Ah, watch me. You see, in our generation, you see gays and lesbians everywhere because somebody's sponsoring them. I'm in America. This is live on camera. And they can't do anything about it. I didn't enter because of a visa. I entered because I fought the gate. You didn't hear me. How did we hear? Gays are everywhere and they're taking over positions, true of us. Talk to me, family, now. I have a daughter here. She told me that most of the people that fly the planes are gays. I said, yeah. Pastor Fred, just imagine a gay who didn't sleep last night driving the plane. Only you can do. Hello? And they have people sponsoring them. But you see, check into the Christendom. No one is doing anything like that. Because we've been taught to believe that when you invest, you will never receive. Wow. Do you know why God is causing these apostles of faith stadiums? Because the enemy has demonized the atmosphere. They've sat like in the days of Daniel. Persia will come and sit in the atmosphere. God says, do an open air stadium and fight the demons there because things are happening in the spirit. Watch me. The level of obedience will give you the level of capacity. If you can't obey, you can't rise. Why would somebody say, in the name of Jesus, arise and walk, and you begin to walk? It's not magic. It's systematic in the spirit. They've done something. Deliberate steps have been taken. You have no place in destiny if you can't obey. Destiny has got nothing to do with the things I do in life. Destiny has got nothing to do with the things I receive in life. If all what you have in life are things somebody can work hard for, it's not a testimony. How do you call a car a testimony when somebody who doesn't believe in God have it in numbers? No rich man is a fool, but God called one young man the rich fool. It doesn't work. How do you command wealth and God call you a fool? Because he assumed he was everything he had. And God says, how dare you? I gave you the power to make wealth. You can't call that yours. When he became the owner, God killed him. Because everything God gives is his. He only gives you the grace to partake of that. Your kids are not yours. They are for him. He gives you the grace to hold them. When you begin to fight with God over what he gave you, you remind him of how the enemy fought his kingdom. Who are you? The enemy of pride is not the devil. The enemy of pride is God himself. He will fight you. Destiny has got nothing to do with the giftings you manifest here. Some of the giftings you have, I want you to know that God only wants you to have the understanding on how the giftings operate because of the coming glory. Destiny has got to do with the life at work in Christ that is domiciled in him, looking for men who are yielded to find his truth. Watch me. God told me this right now, powerful. God told me that the lesson of history is that nobody learns. High on high on high. High on high on high. And we live. You are. We say high on high on high. Say high on high. Wave your hands as thanksgiving. High on high. We sing, oh Lord, we not say, oh Lord. Somebody wave your hands to God. This year, Jesus Christ looked at John the Baptist and he said, you are calling him John the Baptist, but where we dwell in the spirit, we call him Elijah. Why would Jesus Christ, the God of all creation, call somebody a different name when it was the same Jesus that told the people that he should be called John? Remember, his father was called Zachariah. And according to the Jew culture, when you give birth to a first child, the child should be named after you. And God says, call him John. Watch me. Many people don't know that in God's kingdom, your name is not what you bear, but what you do. He says, don't call him John because he deserves it, but he's been called to pathway for me so I can come through and bless mankind. He says, call him John. But the Bible says, he said that this one is called an Elijah. Do you know why? Because in God's kingdom, Lord, when I exhaust my time on earth, I leave behind what God told me to do for someone to continue. So destiny cannot be gift. Destiny is life eternal. Wow. Apostle, let's tell the church that if the faith you have gives, the faith limits. There's a making process that a man can carry out that thing in the spirit, that when they speak, things will happen to them. Oh, yes. Watch me. Some miracles can end when you leave the path of consecration. When faith becomes an identity, you actually have the power to create them again. How did the man stop the moon? He says, let the moon stand over the city of Ajalon. And then the moon would disregard God's voice. Do you know why? Because there's a pattern in destiny called the sons of God. Then when they speak, they should hear them too. Creation was created to honor us. Creation cannot be my voice. So how do I let things become a problem? How? Physical leg issue has not become a burden for me to do my faith in God. How stupid am I to believe that pain will carry me? How? Hey! How does God attest Abel as a holy man? Just because the Bible says he died in God, knowing for sure that God has been with him. Abraham didn't need babies to become the father of all nations. What he needed was a pain for God to trust him to call him the father of all nations. He became a father before Isaac came. Watch me. What you can't give God is your idol. What you can't give God is your enemy. What you can't give God will make you stagnant. I've seen the future. I've seen the future. And I've seen the coming glory. Why the men that will reign will not be gifted men, but covenanted men. Oh. The devil is popular because he has a gift. But he has no relevance because there's no covenant for him. A man's true gift begins when God sees who you are. Faith. When I go before the Lord, it's no more about what God can do for me. Lord, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Watch me. It is easier to command your miracles to come faster when he tells you what to follow. Some men have no burden. They only have patterns. They follow a particular rule, and the rule they follow speaks for them. Watch me. Obedience is 100% prayer point. When you obey, you've prayed. When we wanted to do US conference, I almost canceled the program because our budget went overboard. They'll tell you. Shocking. We spent over $89,000 in Ghana. I did invasion in Kumasi, invasion in Accra. Money was nowhere to be found. And I said, God, I think the people have given too much. I want to stop. I want to relax. I want to be okay. And God says, who called you? Did you call yourself or I called you? I said, sorry. He says, you want to truncate my plan? He says, anyone that fights my plan becomes my enemy. He says, do you know what I'll do in America with the invasion? I said, but God. He says, have you forgotten that I've exalted your horn like a unicorn? That I want to blast and bring about the coming glory. He says, how dare you become a distraction? He says, the day you become unwilling, I'll find a different vessel. I said, God, but I've not paid this. He says, leave that to me. He says, just echo the word and let me be the voice. Oh, my retelephos, Kupaya, Aeneas. He says, young man, have you forgotten you say things and it happened? Watch me. I'm saying this to God's glory. Man of God, my followers are no youth. Oh, where is the man of Smith? You tell him. They're not youth. In Ghana, God gave us 7,000 people. She was shocked. 7,000 people. These are adults. After preaching, my father said, tell us, are you the young man we know in this house or a different person here? Years ago, when I wanted to start, I said, since I'm a young man, let me do with the youth. And God says, what you have on your head, the youth can't support you. He says, they will lose whatever you carry because the wisdom of the present age will not believe in you. He says, I want to give you the heart of the fathers. I said, but these are fathers. How would I work with them? He says, for where you are going to, your only validation is character. And the fathers can give you that.
Yes. Come on.
No. I saw the future. When he said, young man, he says, I will give you the heart of the fathers. That when you speak, they will ask, who is this young man speaking with such audacity and wisdom? Watch me. The enemy fears men who are covenanted. Watch me. Faith has got to do with what God causes you to become than what you receive. Huh? What God thinks about you is God's prophetic word. Did you hear that? His thoughts are his prophecies. I don't need physical manifestation to prove who I am. No. Can you pray today? Open your hands. You pray just one prayer here. And I begin to use the Holy Ghost in the house. Lift your hands. You ask God that, God, show me mercy. If at any point in my life I judge you wrongly for the things I don't have, show me mercy. May my crown not be given to anybody, Lord, show me mercy. Whatever you want me to do, so your glory will come, Lord, show me mercy. I am ready for your help. I'm ready for your use. I'm ready for your order, Lord. May my crown not be taken away. If there are some believers here, lift your voice and pray. 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 Lift up the sound for me. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Verse number 7. Are you blessed you came today?
Yes.
You came for an invasion. Now, give me the message version, Dr. Francis, please. The book of Psalms, chapter 2, the verse number 7. We say, the hallowed one. Oh, the holy one. We say, Yahweh. Watch this. Now, you can read this for yourself. It says, let me tell you what God said next. He said, you are my son. And today is your birthday. The verse number 8. What do you want? Name it nations as a prize or continent as a present. Lift your hands above your head. You are leaving now. I don't know what you want, but this is Jesus standing on the altar. He says, what do you want? stretch your hands towards the altar and lift your hands higher. Lord, this is my cry.
Yes, Lord.
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 Lift your voice and pray, somebody. 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 Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your hands. Oh, your life will never be the same again.
Amen.
You see, there was a reason why God made us do this around this time. Because today happens to be the last day of the month of August. Tomorrow is 1st September. It is number 9 in the spirit. And 9 means delivery. Meaning, whatever you have been incubated with for 8 months will come forth next month.
Amen.
Oh, do you believe that?
Oh, yes, sir.
Do you believe that?
Oh, yes, sir.
Lift your hands above your head. Now, as you are shouting amen, I need the sound man to scream a bigger amen too.
Jesus.
God told me to release only one prophetic word here. And to those that will scream an amen, hear this word. The Lord says, in the next 30 days, whatever you have not achieved in 8 months,
my God,
you will wake up in the next 30 days.
Oh, yes.
And that miracle shall locate you.
Yeah.
That miracle shall locate you. Hey, that miracle shall locate you. 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 Scream and say, I receive it. Scream and say, I take it. Say, I possess it. Lift your hand and say, fire. Lift your hand and say, fire. Lift your hand and say, fire, yeah. Somebody say, yes. Lift your hands above her. Watch me. You see, your shout is breaking the wall of Jericho.
Oh, yes.
Your hands are too low for me. Lift your hands higher. The Bible says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Lift your hands above your head. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Lift your hands above your head. Anywhere you are, begin to jump. 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 This is the jump of victory. Begin to jump. The jump of victory. Jump of victory. Jump of victory. Jump of victory. Somebody say fire. 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 Somebody say fire.
about me.
The Lord just told me that the next millionaire in this country is coming from this meeting.
If the amen is louder, your miracle shall be faster. Amen. Scream and say, I take it.
I take it.
I receive it.
Oh, are you blessed?
I am blessed.
Please look to your neighbor for me. Say, neighbor, look into my eyes. What do you see? What they tell you? Oh, say, neighbor, look into my eyes. What do you see? Tell them, I see favor. Say, I see miracle.
I see miracle.
I see breakthrough. I see answer. I see grace. I see oil.
I see speed.
I see oil.
I see speed.
Say, you are going higher.
You are going higher.
You are going higher.
You are going higher.
Lift on and say, recover.
Lift
on and say, recover. Let me recover. Scream and say, I take it.
I take it.
Antebaya. I take it.
I take it.
Ishabada. Riatatakatua. Ibadabaya. Rashatatakata. The devil is in trouble. 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 We are coming like fire. We are coming like fire. We are coming like fire.
Oh, yeah.
We are taking it.
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 They
said our churches will remain small, but God punished the devil.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They said we have cancer. They don't know God has canceled it for us.
Amen.
Oh, lift your hands above your head.
Oh, yes.
They said we have fibroid, but God has made it a fine boy.
Amen.
The devil is in trouble.
Oh, yes,
the devil is in trouble.
Oh, yes,
my enemies,
my
do not rejoice over me.
Oh, yes,
if I fall,
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 oh, yes,
I shall arise.
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 Oh, yes.
The same people that mock at you will be the same people to celebrate you.
Jesus.
You didn't hear me.
Oh, yes, sir.
Any calabash that has your name, somebody say fire.
Fire.
Strike for me, say fire.
Fire.
Strike for me, say fire.
Fire.
Strike for me, say fire.
Fire.
Somebody say fire.
Fire.
Any calabash that has your name.
Fire.
Somebody say fire.
Fire.
Any shrine that has your picture.
Fire.
Somebody say fire.
Fire.
Scream and say, I will not die.
I will not die.
Can I declare here?
Oh, yes.
Lift your hands above your head. There is somebody here. God just told me that in the spirit they have made you a Lazarus. But I see Jesus saying that Lazarus, you are not dead.
Oh, yeah.
You are coming out.
Yeah.
You are coming out.
Yeah.
Watch this. Now, anything I declare, you scream and say, away. And I need you to shout with a voice of thunder.
Oh, yes.
Lift your hands above your head. Spirit of poverty.
Away.
Strike for me. Spirit of poverty.
Away.
Spirit of poverty.
Away.
Spirit of poverty.
Away.
Spirit of pain.
Away.
Spirit of sickness.
Away.
Promise and faith.
Away.
Demonic altar.
Away.
Demonic bondage.
Away.
Demonic pain.
Away.
Demonic curses.
Away.
Promise and faith. Can we do last thing here?
Yes.
Tell the media team to get me the new King James Version. I'm closing now. Are you blessed? The book of Psalm, the chapter 24, the verse number 7. Now, watch me. Those of you with American flag, lift up the flag. If you have anything that typifies for your origin, lift it up. Yes. How I wish I could see many flags hoisted in the atmosphere. Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. We sing, hey. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, O ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory. Lift up your heads, media, very fast, please, sound. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, O ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in the verse number 8. Verse 8. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Now, go back to verse 7 for me. You are about to put your name there. Do you believe that? So, you tell America that lift up your heads, O ye United States of America. And be lifted up, O ye everlasting doors. And Benjamin Fojo shall come in.
Jesus.
Oh, do you believe that? Do you believe that? No, do you know that your shout will validate the depth of your hunger?
Jesus.
I said, do you believe that?
Yes.
We see first it was fragrant.
Then it turns to fire.
My worship say,
my worship is my weapon.
This is how this is her.
This is how I win my battle.
Mercy was frequent.
Mercy was frequent.
Then it turned to fire.
Then it turned to fire.
My worship.
My worship is my weapon.
This is how, this is how.
This is how I win my battle.
Jesus, you love me too much. Oh, wave your flax. Wave your flax. Make your flat. Can we do something here?
Oh yes.
Lift your flags and lift your hands as well. By the count of 7, you scream and say, gates open.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Oh, yes, sir.
Hey, at the seventh time, as you are hoisting your flag, you are jumping as well. And you say, gate, open. Now, you can look into your life and prophesy. Any gate that is closed. So if your womb is closed, womb, open. If your marital door has closed, door, open. If your ministry door has closed, ministry, are you ready, somebody?
Oh, yes.
You scream and say, gate, open.
Gate open.
Number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven. Get open. Get open. Get open. Get open. Get open. Michael. 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 Get open. Get open. Get open. Miracle open. Get open. Get open. Get open. Get open.
Oh yes.
Tell somebody the land is mine.
The land is mine.
Please say it in confidence. America is mine.
America is mine.
Oh, do you believe that?
Oh yes.
How many of you live in Maryland? Or you live in the DMV area? Tell them now we day here.
Now we day here.
Oh, do you believe that?
Oh yes.
Oh, do you believe that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, do you believe that?
Oh, yes.
Bishop, God told me next year, there are two members among us. They will not come with their cars.
Hey.
They will come in a private jet.
Yes. Hey. Yes. It is mine.
Do I have some Christians in the house?
Oh, yes, sir.
No, if that shout is louder, it is coming to you. We have single people in the house.
Aye.
Tell them your husband is waiting for you.
Aye.
Your wife is waiting for you.
Aye.
Scream and say, I am ready.
Aye.
Scream and say, I am ready.
I am ready.
Scream and say, I am ready.
I am ready.
Oh, are you blessed?
Oh, yes.
Oh, are you blessed?
Oh, yes.
Where are the mothers in this house? The Lord is telling me that I should declare over USA that one of the presidents that will rule this country is coming from this meeting. Somebody, you don't believe what I'm saying here. God is telling me your son shall become the president. Your daughter shall become the president. Scream and say, come to me, 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 come to me. Oh, are you blessed?
Oh, yes, sir.
Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
Now watch me. This is your life direction. You are going to walk to and fro. North, south, east, west. Ushers, please guide me here.
Right?
And you walk about and declare, I am the head.
I am the head.
And not the tail.
Not the head.
I am going up.
Going up.
I'm not going down.
I'm not coming down.
I'm rising.
I'm rising.
I'm not falling.
I'm not falling.
I am strong.
I am strong.
I am not weak.
I am not weak.
I am favored.
I am favored.
I will not labor.
I will not labor.
I carry something.
I carry something.
I carry grace.
I carry grace.
I'm a dominion child.
I'm a dominion child.
I cannot fail.
I cannot.
I shall not fear.
I shall not
fear. Come out from your chest and begin to walk about. Come out from your chest. Begin to walk. Begin to declare. Begin to declare. Begin to walk about. I know the walk alone. Lift your voice and declare. Lift your voice and
Come back to your seat. Lift your hands above him. Lift your hands.
Can I teach you this song? We say Yahweh. Yahweh. We praise Yahweh. Very simple. Yahweh. Yahweh, we say we praise Yahweh.
Yahweh,
Yahweh, say
Yahweh.
Yahweh,
come and get the bottom brother.
We praise.
Wave your hands as I'm ending the service.
Yahweh,
we say Yahweh.
Yeah.
up your oil. This is US invasion. Open your oil for me. My God. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercies shall follow me. Not one, not two, not four, not ten. From generation to generation, all the days of my life. I need 18 people to testify next year. I need 18 people to testify next year. Lift up your oil. You will speak over the oil. Lord, give me a testimony. Give me a testimony. Give me a testimony. Begin to pray. 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 Give me a testimony. Give me a testimony. Give me a testimony. Give me a testimony. Begin to give me a testimony. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Give me a testimony. Give me a testimony. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Give me a testimony. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. God, I must testify. I must testify. I must testify. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Ayata hatata, ayata hatata, ayata hatata, ayata hatata, ayata. Lift your voice and declare. God, I must testify. 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 Riata ka, ibata, ileta, isuai, ukeke, apaku, akala, aseata.
Now I need you to place the oil in your hand and then touch your forehead with the oil. Once you have done anointing your head with the oil, please anoint your palms with the oil. Once you have done anointing your palms with the oil, in all humility, anoint your feet, your legs with the oil. Sing Yahweh. Yahweh. We pray. Yahweh. Yahweh. Our Lord, yesterday I asked people to write their petition on a piece of paper. Habakkuk chapter 2, the verse number 2. My son, write down the vision and make it plain. So he who reads it may run fast. Lift up a petition. If you didn't hear the instruction, go about, get a paper now. I'm giving you 5 minutes. Write it down. When I'm done, our prophets are here. Oh, the spirit of the prophets is here. I feel it strong here. So strong here. I need you to write down just a few things. No one is reading your requests. Yes. We will come together as ministers and we'll speak prophetically over the petition here. And I'm done. Tomorrow is All White Sunday. Because it's going to be the 1st of September. Now, make sure you are here at 6 p.m. Because I'll preach for just 30 minutes. And I want to tell you what 2025 has for you. Yes. Tomorrow's service is called Born to Prophesy. I'm telling you. Yes.
Whenever we enter into September, we've entered into a strategic month of the year where you need to hear what God has said. You see, 2025 does not start in December, it starts in September. Write down just three things, four things, five things, and we will speak over the petition now.
Blessed be praise.
Make sure you have it on a paper because I will let you drop it here.
Yahweh,
we
pray.
Everybody say Yahweh.
Lift your voice when say Yahweh. Atanu.
The presence.
We
please, if you write your request, come and put it here.
We say Yahweh.
Put it here.
you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54 or email us at office@benjaminfodjo.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fodjo. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminFodjo. And our website is www.benjaminfodjo.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. The vision, the mission, the passion.